Dear American Girl, how often do I have to wash my hair now that I'm in puberty? It does not look that greasy, so I don't know why I have to wash it every day. Also, it's really long, and it takes forever for me to wash. Wondering. For most girls in puberty, keeping their hair clean means washing it several times a week, using a shampoo made for their hair type. But you don't need to shampoo every day, unless your hair is very oily or you're very active or athletic. And you shouldn't shampoo every day if you have a sensitive or dry scalp. If washing your long hair is taking more time than you can give, this may be a great time to consider a shorter style. A shoulder-length cut has most of the advantages of long hair with less shower time. Dear American Girl, I want long hair, but it doesn't look good after a while and I have to get it cut off. What can I do? I have to keep starting over. Trying. I am trying to grow my hair long. My mom says it still needs to be trimmed, but I don't want to lose a single inch. Why does it need to be trimmed? Wannabe Rapunzel. Although it may not make sense, hair needs to be trimmed while you're trying for those Rapunzel locks, because the ends of your hair naturally split and break off. Trimming removes these frizzy-looking ends and keeps hair healthy while it grows. You can reduce split ends by being kind to your hair. Don't brush more than you need to. Use only a wide-tooth comb after shampooing because wet hair breaks more easily than dry hair. And comb gently. Use a conditioner or detangler to make combing easier too. And last, heat is hard on hair. So use a blow dryer on a low or cool setting and avoid curling or straightening irons. Hair grows about half an inch a month. So if you trim a quarter inch every couple of months, your hair growth will far outpace the amount you trim. With care and patience, your hair will be long and beautifully healthy. Dear American Girl, this summer and the summer before, I got head lice. If I go through it one more time, I am going to go seriously crazy. This time, my mom cut off my hair with scissors and I cried and cried. How can I stop getting them? It's horrible. Sick of it. It's probably no surprise that head lice are very contagious. These tiny insects move fast, and they can live for a short time on a hat or hairbrush until they find a head of hair to call home. As a result, they can be spread when two heads touch, such as while playing or hugging, and when sharing things that touch hair. To lower your chance of catching lice again, never share hairbrushes, combs, hair ties, headbands, or any other accessory used in hair. Don't share your own, and don't borrow anyone else's. Watch out with hats, headphones, and pillows, too. Having short hair or wearing your hair up does not protect you, so follow these rules no matter what your hairstyle is.